Like, look at all this paper waste. And then you come in, you push down a stack of them. Do you see what an earthquake could do? It's okay.
And then you say, sorry, he gets passionate.
And I say,
he lost his whole family in an earthquake because they were crushed by medical records.
San Diego was 32 years ago, Steve.
That streak that flew past you? No, that was my brother.
Because I'm White Lightning. You wouldn't have seen me.
Saturday, August 29th, 2020, Year of Our Lord, Stephen Kyle Podcast, T-minus 364 days until penetration.
Like, I feel like that's the go-to, like, yeah,
that's the one to get.
Hey, you want to come over, and you think you're going to go be petting goats and, you know, chasing the cows and whatever, and next thing you know, you've got hay being thrown at you from the top of a barn.
Yeah. How did we get here?
Well, anyway, we're going to revolutionize the medical field.
None of that made any sense. Not one bit.
It all... This is one of those shows that, for as much as we say... You can kind of tune in whenever.
No, you can't.
If you miss something like that, but in fairness, that won't be referenced again until like 50 episodes later.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden we'll talk about, hey, whatever happened to our medical record transformation idea?
Yeah. Somebody needs to go back and do a binge listen from episode one.
Yeah.
And list all of the great ideas, the great company ideas, and the ideas that we're going to change the world that we've come up with in this, roughly 500 hours of podcasting at this point.
Yeah, some stupid amount that we've done. We've had, at some point, we've at least had one good idea, right?
It is Saturday, September 5th, 2020, the Year of Our Lord, the Stephen Kyle Podcast.
All right, Steve. We got to get into it.
Uh-oh.
How long have we been here?
In this room?
In three APS 3.0.
Just shy. We're maybe a month shy of 3 years. We moved into this room in either late September or early October of 2017. Let's see. Let me look back on my life at that time. I had just sold my house a couple months earlier. After having a tenant in there for 2 years, roughly. It's funny because I was actually going through some old emails. I have one folder in my email inbox just called house.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like anything house related. Mm-hmm. I just kind of dragged into that folder and completely forgot about it.
Yep, I have the same thing. I titled home information.
Yeah.
And one of my friends actually purchased a house or got an offer accepted on a house last week. And. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Let me flip through and try to give him.
Yeah.
Maybe see if there's anything I remember that really aggravated me or for him to know. And I was like, whoa, is this a trip down memory lane?
It was
lane?
A crazy trip down memory lane. I was looking at like me emailing back and forth with my tenants like, hey, do you guys want to sign a new lease? And from 2016 or so, just all this little stuff that I don't know why I had forgotten about that folder. So I need to just go back and delete it. But yeah, so 3 years ago. I just sold my house. We were in the process of selling Annette's house. That was when the whole thing with the septic system and the township was going on.
Yeah, you guys had a real fiasco.
No, I hated that. I get angry thinking about it 3 years later. Still just as mad to this day. We were about to close on this house. Unmarried at the time, living in sin.
Yep. You guys couldn't help you. Just a couple of young kids couldn't keep their paws off each other.
Like, Evelyn wasn't even a thought in anyone's mind at that point.
I'm
and
sure
now,
I'm
here
sure.
We are. She is just 2 weeks shy of her first birthday.
Yeah.
This, putting it in these terms is just, because I don't want to be one of those people that's like, oh, my life didn't begin until I had children.
Just shut up.
We kind of talked about this briefly. There was like a Twitter exchange where you posted something about...
Yeah, we have to get into that, by the way. That's one thing I meant to bring up to you. I need to talk to you about an interaction that took place on Twitter
mm-hmm.
that made me shake my head because I'm like, I'm not going to blame the radio show, but I am.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the radio show person
yeah.
who interacted. But we'll get to that here in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so that we've been in here just short of 3 years.
Okay.
The long answer. Long answer, long.
For 2 years and probably 45 weeks of that third year, there was, as we talked about, a bed in that far corner.
Yeah. This was kind of the guy cave, the man space.
Yeah.
Man, it was a man. Like, we were thinking about putting a urinal in the corner and maybe a tap on the wall so we could drink our favorite brew. Maybe a popcorn machine.
Yeah, grill.
Yeah, one of those Foreman, the little Foreman grill so we could cook steak.
Meat.
Maybe a hot dog rotisserie like you see at the convenience store.
We don't need a bottle opener because we just smack them on the edge of the table and open
That's
our
right.
beers like
and
men.
Clang them together.
Clink them across the table every week.
That was the man show. I know, and that is so not me.
No.
And I think for the most part, it's not you either.
No.
I would say you're more sporty and like beer drinking. Definitely than I am.
Right, but I also don't touch cars and don't like being outside or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
So,
do you kind of long to be one of those stereotypical guys, though?
15 years ago, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure 10 or 15 years ago, I was like, oh, man.
You can't get your Challenger started? Bring it over here. I'll tune the carb for you.
I really do wish I was even a tiny bit of a car guy.
Okay.
Because
I can bring you into the fold
because I feel a bit of, I don't know if it's not anymore, but years ago, it's like, it's a bit of shame and embarrassment, right? Cause everybody has those friends and people they know like, yeah, I changed my own oil. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would.
You're looking
even,
at him. You're sitting across the table from him.
I don't think I would even if I could just because of the convenience factor of pulling in and being gone in like 8 minutes.
I didn't pay for an oil change until I got my Subaru,
okay,
which was 2013, 2014. I had never paid for an oil change. Always just did it myself in the garage. And then when I got that car, because it sat a little bit lower, I'm used to driving. I typically drive trucks or things that sit up a little bit higher. When I got that car, I was like, oh, F this. I am not crawling under there. So I went to one of like the drive-through oil change places.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been to one before. I didn't know how it worked. So I pulled up and I was like, what the hell?
What next?
There's no parking lot. So I just parked my car and I got out and I walked in and the guy inside was like, what are you doing? I need an oil change. And he said, you pull up to the door and then we open it, and then you drive in. I was like, I don't need to tell you in advance?
So it's like one of those, because people who have, and I'm not assuming everybody has been to one of these, but a lot of people have. If you haven't, it's literally, most of these places are like two bays.
Yeah. There's a small little separate door, but nobody walks in that door. And there's a little desk in there. Where I'm assuming, I don't know, they just, that's where they sit when they're not busy. But yeah, it was such a foreign thing to me that I just drive up?
Yeah.
And drive in? Like, you don't have to ask any questions first?
This is Steve at his first car wash where you stop, you're in line, you stop. Hey, sir, keys are in it.
And I was 34, 33 years old at the time. I had just never gone to one of these things before. So I'd imagine it would be like if somebody had never been to a buffet before.
Yeah.
Like you walk into a restaurant, you sit down, and they just say, all right, here's your plate. Go grab the food. What? That's not how it works. What the hell? So confusing.
But didn't when you leave there, didn't part of you go,
my world... It was like doors open.
It's like 9 minutes long.
So, of course, the next day at work, no doubt every person I interacted with, you're You're not going to believe this.
You guys ever heard of these? I'm glad you're sitting down. You pull in.
There's a guy underneath the car in a little hole.
They change your oil for you.
There's a guy down in the bottom. He takes the oil plug out. And there's a guy on top. He puts the new oil in.
Now, I know. You might think that there's nothing to that. They filled my wiper fluid.
You believe that? They even told me that one of my license plate lights was out. This is a whole new world.
What?
Look, you go by there. You tell them I sent you.
You know what? Give them my best from the Subaru yesterday. But you're still out there. You'll still go out in the garage and do your own now that you're back in Jeep land?
Yes.
Okay.
And mainly it is it's stupid, but it's a cost thing. Because I went to the...
They are expensive.
I know. I've gone to the oil change place and I'm like, why would I pay you $48 mm-hmm. for an oil change when I can order a 5-gallon jug of oil from Costco? It'll be at my door for $27. And then an oil filter is like $4.
Yeah.
So, and then I do the math and I'm like, I'm really only saving about $15.
But is it like,
then I'm left with, five or six quarts of oil.
Yeah.
That I then have to take somewhere.
Yeah. But if you're getting quarts of oil, you're buying it from Costco. So you're getting enough for how many oil changes out of that?
Well, I said gallons. I meant quarts. I'll get the 6-quart pack.
Yeah.
So that, and my vehicle takes exactly 6 quarts. So it works out perfectly. One case is one oil change. So I roll it in the garage, change it.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah. You're wasting your time.
Yeah, I know.
What you hear click clacking right now is that going on the poll is changing your oil, your own oil, a waste of time.
Yeah. And if you don't vote yes on this, you're stupid.
But you'll still be out there.
I'll still do it. I have to order a case of oil today.
Man. Okay. We digress.
Yeah.
Because we have...
You were asking how long we've been here. That turned into man cave talk.
We have a literal truckload of things we have to get to today. And I can already...
Yeah, we're not going to get to one of them.
Guarantee you we're not going to get to most of them. Yeah. So we're bumping. And I don't just mean nonsense talking about like... Hey, I noticed a bush overgrown. Like, no, we have big items that we need to talk about. Big, big items. And I can already say some of them are going to get bumped until next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been down here for a long time. We had that bed here. It was nice. This was our own space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Steve.
Pictures of, like, Cindy Crawford on the wall.
We had the old Farrah Fawcett,
mm-hmm.
Charlie's Angels bikini or bathing suit on the wall.
Maybe Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
After she got out of, like, the Saved by the Bell phase.
Yeah. Who did... was she on the hot take thermometer?
She might have been.
Was Tiffany... No, it wasn't Tiffany Amber. Winnie Cooper was on
there. Winnie Cooper, yeah.
But, and then, well, obviously, 1998... Pam Anderson was the top.
Yeah. Who was the bottom?
Oh, man.
Oh, we need... How did that never become a t-shirt?
I love that design. I'll throw it up there. I mean, I don't think a person on the planet will buy it.
No, I know a person on the planet won't buy it because nobody's bought anything in like 6 months.
Yeah. But hey, it'll be on social media by the time this comes out, but it's harvest time. Get your Corn Man merch.
Oh, yeah.
Get your... there is a beautiful design that we uploaded, I believe, around Christmas. So right in time, the Stevel and Vile Horrificast that Philip made for us.
Yep.
I might actually slap like a little label on that and put those in like the fall collection or whatever.
Oh, look at that. I
can link to both of them. More?
I'll tell you what. Use offer code SteveKyle25.
Oh,
and you'll get some stuff.
Today only. Saturday, September 5th.
Yeah, you know, at least 3 days ago at this point. Boy, we are a stream of consciousness
this
today.
This is a mess. Okay. The bed was gone. We talked briefly about the Cricket Corner, Crafting Corner.
Yeah.
It's here. Annette has carved out her piece of our room.
By the way, she has recently ordered some stuff to make some crafts and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And it came from a company called Craft-E-Corner. Crafty Corner. So we may be in violation of...
Oh, boy.
Of copyright or...
I feel like we said it first.
Yeah.
That website was probably brand new off the heels...
1 week ago, yeah.
Off the heels of this wildly successful podcast that they heard. So, Steve, I don't know how I can bring this delicately. Mm-hmm. I like Cricket Corner. I think it's more pleasant to look at than the bed.
There are lots of colors, lots of different patterns.
Yeah. Listen, Cricket Corner's getting out of control.
It is creeping a bit this way.
A bit? I got floor reaches. I almost had to take a step out of the way to come to our little table here today.
Because when Annette does crafting, if I'm not here and Evelyn's not down for a nap, Evelyn is down here in Cricket Corner.
Yeah, there's...
So there's some toys to keep her occupied. Now, that was the eventual plan for this room. Like, this is going to become the toy room or the rumpus room.
Sure. So we're one step closer to the garage because, as we all know, APS 4.0 is coming 2020. Never. Mm.
It's funny you mentioned that. Funny no, you no, should it's not, say
Steve.
That.
No, it's not, Steve, because listen, I played this game with you before. It was
on,
like...
Let me show you a picture.
Okay, while you pull out whatever you're pulling out there, it
I'm
is
gonna
important.
Show you a picture it's of something that I...
Important to remember that you played this game years ago where you told me to go into the studio and it was the same empty room. It was that very room.
It was.
So, I'm not falling for your antics.
It was a heck of a bait and switch.
Any further.
Now, this picture I took on, I believe, Thursday, nearly posted it to social media.
Okay.
But I didn't want to cause a big stir. I didn't want there to be a big hubbub.
Okay. Now, I have no idea what you're looking at. You haven't shown me yet.
All right. Here. So, just describe what you're seeing there.
One of the least surprising things ever. It's your Jeep. That's about 25 pieces of lumber hanging out the back, Steve.
Yeah.
So what that means to me is that the year of no projects, which, as you said, is almost over because
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't know when it technically started. I believe it restarted at some point.
Yeah.
There was some things were put on hold so we could do a bathroom project.
Yep.
So I think collectively from the day that Evelyn was born, it will probably take four full calendar years to get 1 year
where you weren't working
of no projects.
Yeah. So we're talking, you will need over 1400 days to get 365 that weren't focused or working on some type of project.
Yeah.
And again,
now
just
what's a project? Because we need to define a project because we had a squeaky door, squeaky bathroom door. I took the hinges off and I greased them the other
day.
Not
a project.
I used like high performance wheel bearing grease.
Hey, not going to squeak anymore, is it?
Not
just telling
Ned
to take it easy on the door because now it might fly open when she just tugs it lightly.
Because there's going to be the big doorknob size hole in the wall.
Yeah, you have two door stops now just because you don't want to burn through one. So, what that tells me is that on your week of vacation, you, and I'm not even willing to say Annette was on board with this, decided something needed to be done. But the scope of that leads me to believe it's an outdoor project because that's a lot of lumber.
It is. Spot on. It was 24.
Okay.
24 8-footers.
So maybe you decided your brand new shed, you put that on what? Didn't you put that on like a gravel?
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be like uneven or having issues, so you wouldn't have to build a base
Although
for
I
that.
Think that there's some animal living under there now.
Really?
When Toby goes outside, he makes a beeline for it, and you can see where something has dug into
it. No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's an outdoor project, Steve. And again, I have no clue what you're... Oh, God. Rip the Band-Aid off, Steve. What's the project?
Kyle, I want you to go Take a walk and look behind door number one.
Okay, so we're going to do this again. Okay. Less than 2 years removed from the last time you played this game on me.
Yep.
Where you had me walk to an empty, cold concrete room. I'm not even going to feign the excitement that I did, that I had 2 years ago.
Okay.
When I was very excited, thinking, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's probably furniture in there. Maybe like the starting
of a table. I've been tinkering away for the last couple months.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep.
Oh, no, that's the wrong door. That's door number two. So.
Okay. Not this one?
Yeah. No, not that one.
Is the lamp new?
The lamp is not new, but it is newly down here.
Yeah, I was going to say, because as Cricket Corner, it's expanding both ways.
Yeah, Cricket Corner is now a full-on cricket room. Hey, there you go. That's door number one.
Whoa!
Hey.
Look at this!
You see a little difference, don't you?
I mean...
Do you know what you're seeing?
There's lumber!
And it's not just in a pile.
No, it's on the walls.
It's assembled. It has become a couple of walls.
We've lost the vibe of dingy interrogation room.
Yeah.
Because you still got the one light bulb.
It's still just a single light bulb.
Hang on. Because I have questions.
Okay. All right. Let's hear them.
Is that the new Cricket Corner?
That is not the new Cricket Corner.
So the plan isn't Annette saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of running out of room here. Why don't we make that room Cricket Corner? Which I would understand. It's absurd to make it a podcast studio.
That is not a terrible idea.
And we stay where we're at?
Yeah.
Or we make this room a studio?
I like where we're at.
Maybe we get like some, one of those wall, like divider, you know, like accordion walls.
Mm-hmm.
We put it right here. We
got to have bleachers. So when we have
the live show.
Yeah, the live show.
Everybody filters into Steve's basement.
Well, what we do is we have them meet like a mile away. Then we blindfold them, bring them here.
Spin them around like the Dizzy Bat Race. Oh, I mean, you're telling me that those walls are framed. That's the term, right?
Yeah.
Roughed out, framed, both work.
Yeah, okay, frame.
Yeah, I'm a construction guy.
Yeah, no. When you start doing like electrical or you start doing plumbing, that's rough in.
Okay, for the purpose of an eventual recording studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
so
we
come in 2020.
Never. Two.
One.
Are you saying 1 or 20 or 1 or 2?
2021.
Okay.
I think that's a fair...
Because listen, you're definitely not moving in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Eh. I mean, look, I always got my eye on real
estate.
You
never know, when
a
deal comes.
You know me, a real estate tycoon.
A real mogul across the table from me.
Always checking things. Got my finger on the pulse. Ooh,
so
how's the market? And now I got you. You're my insider.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, hey, rate's about to spike. Buy up that land. I think that'd be illegal, so don't remember that I just said that.
Is that illegal?
Well, I don't know how I would ever know that rates are about to spike. What am I, in the federal government?
Yeah, it's not like they send out a memo.
Yeah, hey guys, you're not going to believe this.
To all the lackeys in the denial department.
The prime rate's about to skyrocket, so latch on to what you can now. Like, what? I would know. A 60 or a 70-day employee in a certain department of a credit union would definitely know. For starters, what the heck spurred you? Because we didn't talk about this on air. We talked extensively about the project of going and getting that corrugated metal. We talked extensively about you... beating it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And flattening it.
Yeah, I drove 45 minutes.
Each way.
Spent an hour there loading it up.
Helping Bill the farmer.
And talking to... they were a very nice couple, but it was one of those couples. You can tell that people don't come to visit them very often. Because they're like, hey, hop in the side-by-side. Come look at our new cabin. And I'm like, okay. Are you taking me to a murder room? And brought it all back here. Spent like 2 hours the next day out back with the power washer, power washing all of this metal. It's going to be beautiful. And then about one day later, I said, nope, don't want this. Took all the leftover to the scrapyard, got like $8 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was left with a big stack of it in the garage. It lasted about a week, and I said, don't want that either.
That's what we didn't reference on air, is that a week later, I came by.
We never referenced that?
No, I don't believe so. And you said, yep, the metal's gone.
Hated it.
And I said, wow, that lasted a while.
Yeah. So, sometimes ideas pop in my head, I go with them, and then I think about them a little bit further, and I say, maybe not a great idea.
But needless to say, that idea is still part of
that idea the remains. Plan. Yeah, the
just
idea
a different
remains.
Form of it.
Yes, it was. I think it was a good idea. It just that was not going to be the best way to go about it.
Right. Well, I've got to tell you, my heart's pumping.
Yeah,
I'm excited because now I got those creative juices. We've been talking for so long about our memorabilia shelving that mm-hmm. we want to put up in the eventual APS 4.0.
Yeah, because when we were I had talked about when we took that bed apart and put it in that closet and everything, and in there were these two boxes, and it was all stuff that was packed up from APS 2.0 back at the old house and brought here, and I hadn't even opened the box since then. So I opened it up, and I'm like, what is in here? I got my Cliffy bobblehead.
Oh.
I got the Cheers mug.
Yeah, and
our little on-air light.
Yes, that we had to hook up somehow. And we've got posters. We've got the I Want to Believe.
We got Rocky.
We've got Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
I mean, we've got the Mackinac Bridge.
Well, how about that? I'm still thinking about hanging it up, but hanging it up upside down.
Or backward. So you punch a hole through the canvas and then
not even backwards. Not even taking it out of the plastic that it's still in.
Just hanging it on an angle. So it's just...
So it looks like it's sinking, falling into the lake.
Because, listen, you have had people barking up your tree to help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, listen, there's no rush because it is what it is. You've found a home that you're going to be in for a long time and had a 6 weeks, had a kid.
Yep.
You know, built the deck, done all of this stuff. Yeah. So... But you have had our friend Chris, heavy drinker Chris. No, what is it? Whiskey Chris?
Whiskey. Crisky.
So we've got Crisky.
Crisky the electrician.
Who has been wanting to help build a table, though.
He is, he's an electrician by trade.
And an electrician.
And he is adamant. He is a big fan of making... the electrical schematics as complicated as possible.
Have you told him?
Even though I told him, like, man, we need like three outlets and a light. And no, I think we'll be good. No, not anymore. Not enough.
No, because this needs to replicate APS 2.0 where we had 16 outlets.
I'm not doing it.
I think a 4-box in each corner and then like an 8. Can we just get like the biggest one ever for all of our equipment's going to go?
I don't know if that's... I'm not sure if it's up to code or not, but...
All right, 2 4s right next to each other then.
So, yeah, I did... I went to the... I'll tell you exactly what happened, why this motivated me.
Yeah.
Or why I was motivated.
You spent a little time on your vacation. You spent some time at the in-laws, which mm-hmm. is very nice of you.
Yeah, it was
up
great.
On the coast.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And it didn't... When I left here last Saturday, I believe, you didn't seem to have... much else in the way of plans.
Not a whole lot. I had said to Annette when I was on vacation earlier this year, because that was right around the time of deck build, and I spent the entire vacation just doing stuff that I didn't want to be doing, working on things, manual labor, crap. And at the end of the vacation, I said to her, I was like, I didn't do anything fun on this vacation. Now, I understand that, like, the stage of life that we're in, we're not going off and doing these, like we're not going to California. We're not going to Hawaii and, like, you know, going on a cruise. It's just not going to happen because, obviously, we have a child now. So all of that stuff, it's got to be put on hold for a bit.
Yeah, your inevitable return to your second family.
Mm-hmm.
Sandals.
Right. Yeah.
Is on hold.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be back though, friends. Don't you worry.
Again, looking down on all the idiots on the, where was it, Steve?
Oh, that was the northern coast of Jamaica.
Oh, that's right.
Northern coast.
Right. Just a whistle away from Cuba, if I was yep. looking at the map right.
Yeah, yeah. We mapped it out, I believe, on a clear day.
Catch the wind right.
You can see Castro.
They got him stood up there on the dock, yep. stuffed, welcoming all comers.
Oh, yeah.
From the south.
Yeah.
To his land of Cuba. Again, yeah. Stuffed Fidel welcoming you to Cuba.
So I decided that this vacation, I was just going to, we were going to go to the in-laws, like you said, mm-hmm. hang out there for a nice long weekend. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I was going to come home. If I felt like doing something, I'd do it. If I didn't, because Annette was still working, so it was...
Didn't sync up the vacations.
Well, her work schedule is different now these days, so she's part-time. So, for a good amount of the week, she was here. The last couple of days, she's been working. So, normally, her mom is here Thursday and Friday to babysit, because those are the days that she's working full days. I'm at work in the morning, so somebody has to be here in the morning for Evelyn. So she said, well, do you want my mom to still come this week? And I was like, I guess not, because I'm not...
Yeah, you're here.
Not doing anything. She's like, well, you know that she would definitely do it. She loves being here. Mm-hmm. Loves being around Evelyn. So Annette was like, well, I mean, if you have anything you want to do. So that was right in the middle of... I was trying to figure out a day to go look at a Comanche, Jeep Comanche.
Which is one of the items we have to get to today.
So that's a... two states away. I thought that maybe I could work it out. So, okay, maybe if I can go and look at it these days, her mom could be here. Everything could work out, but it didn't work. But at that point, we had already said to her mom, yeah, if you could come here on Thursday, that would be great. Be here Thursday into Friday. So her mom was here, and I was like, this whole Jeep thing fell apart. And I was pissed the way it went down. I told you about it briefly before we started recording. So I was like, that's it. I'm starting on the studio, because I had originally said to Annette, maybe if I feel motivated, I don't know, maybe I'll go pick up some 2x4s and start framing things out. Just kind of do it slowly. Because my problem is I think big picture and I'm like, okay, all right, here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about like, I need to do this, and this. And I need to do them all right now. So when the Jeep thing didn't work out, my mother-in-law was already here. So on Thursday, I was like, sent Annette a text. I was like, hey, we had like a $125 rebate coupon from one of the stores from some of the deck purchase stuff. You mind if I use that to start working on the studio? She's like, that would be awesome. Go for it. So I went, bought a bunch of 2x4s.
Wow.
And came back here. And like, seriously, within combined, it was over between Thursday and Friday, but combined, it was like 2 hours, and the walls were framed, and we're off and running. I went back to the store yesterday, bought all the stuff I needed to do electrical.
Just in a jiff, just like that.
Honestly, I would have started it a long time ago if I realized how easy it was going to be to frame out those walls.
Well, but there was a time where we were discussing not even framing out those walls. Mm-hmm. That was part of design plan one of whatever.
Yeah.
And so to see that, yeah, that was the surprise to me because, boy, we're cooking.
We are underway. Construction has officially begun.
And now that
you need a hard hat, man. What are you doing in here without a hard hat?
And a belt.
Yeah.
Some
blueprints.
The juice is already flowing. I've got tabs open for stuff that I'm thinking.
We need a car hood down here because I feel like in all the movies and TV shows when like the foreman rolls out the blueprints, it's always on the hood of an old pickup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you'd be like, you were supposed to put Pier 4 over here. Yep, you're 8 inches off.
Yeah, and then put the pencil out from behind the ear and, you know, and then just get mad and, you know, throw your hands up and walk away.
Roll up the blueprints, throw them on the truck.
Say, well, if we're not going by this, why do we even have them? And then throw them and storm out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we're underway. Are you excited?
I'm excited because I'm okay with where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with this. We talk about APS 4.0. We joke about it, whatever. And if it had never happened, who cares? Like, it's not a big deal. It's a hobby we do here. It's not a, you know.
It will add nothing to the content of this podcast.
No, I mean, there might be some different audio. It
may sound a little bit
quality.
Different.
Quality. Yeah, because, I mean, in my mind, I think, hey, if we're going to move everything in there, you know, we might as well just get the... Might as well just get the new microphone or get the mic stands or whatever we need, and let's do it all in one fell swoop and make this thing what we want it to be and what we need it to be for the long haul, which then we can then retire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said we move in, we do the finale. And we wrap it up.
Basically like we did at the old APS 2.0. It took, I think, 3 months to build it, and then we only did... Wasn't it like 25 episodes?
25 episodes, yeah. Yeah, that's the proverbial juice not being worth the squeeze.
No. Because I know how much money was spent in there.
But just think about the resale that it helped.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure that there's a great podcast being produced in that room right now.
I know I've asked you this before, but do you know the names of the family that... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait. Actually, I think Annette does.
Because I think we can find out anyway based on like county tax records.
Yeah.
I think we reach out and just say, hey, just explain everything. Hey, not being weird. Used to live there. Mm-hmm. We used to record a mildly, in quotes, successful podcast in that basement area. What are you doing with it? Because I kind of want an update.
I bet that they probably say something like, yeah, you know, we've tried to get into that room, but that door just will not budge.
And they're definitely not moving that table. Mm-hmm. That thing was in the ground.
It was anchored, yeah.
But it was a good... Listen, it was a good-looking
room. It was a great room.
It was a nice finished room that you could easily make into an office. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not talking...
That could be a crafting corner.
Yeah.
I could have a nice sewing machine sitting right up on that
countertop. I mean, you're not talking corner office for a lawyer, because it is what it is. It's a room in a basement. Mm-hmm. But boy,
7 feet by 9 feet.
It would be
carpet
perfect.
Tiles.
I think I'm gonna make that a little project for me this week. I'm gonna find that.
You're gonna reach out to them.
Well, one, I need your address, your old address.
Find them on Facebook or something.
Yeah, one of the members is on there, some type of social media. I'm gonna find out because I need to know what came of APS 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I got to tell. I'm legitimately excited.
Well, if you're gonna go down that road, find out what happened to 1.0 also. What's is
oh
is
yeah
that like a kids room or something
room? yeah there weren't any dignifying features about that. It was
no, I just want to know.
Yeah, hey, what are you doing in every room?
It may be kind of weird though. Hey, what's going on in that bedroom? you got a kid in there?
Everything good on the home front, or guys still keeping it frisky? Master, spare, guess what are you calling that thing?
Oh man.
This is great. APS
4.0. So you're going to help out? You're going to put in the old work?
Absolutely, man.
Nice.
I am...
Should have been here, man. I was drilling holes in concrete.
See, now that is... Yeah, that's something I wouldn't know what to do.
That's just
you use drill bit, right?
Yeah.
You use special drill bit?
Yeah.
Dad, I don't have that.
I mean, I have it.
Well, I'd walk around, you know, like... I'm that guy who anytime he gets like a power tool, I immediately become... Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and you hold it up in the air going,
N-n-n-n-n-n-n. So you just rev it for no reason?
Yeah, whether it's a drill, whether it's a leaf blower.
It drives me nuts.
Whether
it drives
it's
me nuts, and I know I do it too. But like, you're walking around, you got your weed whacker, you trim the weeds, and maybe you have to go over and trim them over by that tree there. But on the way over, you're like, N-n-n-n-n.
Well, it's a motor. N-n-n-n-n-n. It's not going to just stop. If you have, like, if you're on, you know, if you have the choke fully off, it's not going to say, hey,
mine's electric. It doesn't, it's not like it's constantly running. So, I think that right there, that's one of those major differences between male and female. Because if Annette was the one doing the yard work and she was walking from one side of the yard to the other with a running leaf blower, she would not rev it. I do. That needs to go on the poll.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting right now.
Do women rev leaf blowers?
Well, the first one I put is, do you rev every power tool knowing you don't need to? Because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
When you're moving 30 feet with a weed whacker, you're good. It's not going to shut off.
All right. So second poll, next poll, has a woman ever revved a leaf blower?
Unnecessarily. Yeah. Right? Like, has a woman ever... Yeah, that's what it'll be. Okay. Because, yeah, we're special, aren't we?
We're so simple. Oh, I listened to it.
I liked it. Yeah, for as much as people look at Home Improvement in hindsight and make fun of it, right?
Yeah.
But like, oh, the stupid grunts. We're that.
We are.
We're the guy going, hear this drill?
Check it out. Zing, 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 zing. Look how loud it is.
Hey, check out my new drill bit.
Because, of course, yeah, got to be Bobcat.
Yeah, Bobcat now has drill bits. Boy, when I was saying that we're not going to get to anything we needed to,
mm-hmm.
I was serious.
Yeah.
Because we have a couple items that we have to talk about this week that we put off for too long.
Well, there's also something that you started to talk about, and I said, no, we need to talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
About your coworkers.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked in recent weeks, and this week was no different. Mm-hmm. I'm laying down the law, okay? I was sending out messages this week on the inter-office message thing. What were the ones I was sending just Friday before a holiday? I sent a message, hey, I shouldn't have to be hearing what movie you really like. I'm 25 feet away.
God, okay? I hate you.
Everyone. And I said something along the lines of, have you ever heard of a Quiet Friday? You ever heard of like a Library Friday and not a...
Call it
you
know, Quiday.
Yeah. Okay. Relax. I shouldn't have to hear this. And I've got my headphones in 90% of the day, so I don't have to hear this garbage.
Sure.
Okay? You need me, tap me on the shoulder, send me a message or an email, leave me alone. But this Friday, what I like to do, though, is via the message, I like to pose some interesting questions I have.
Right.
And so what shocked me to my core was a week ago I sent a message saying, hey, rank these three.
Mm-hmm.
And it was The Hangover, Wedding Crashers, and Old School.
Oh, boy. Let's see. The Hangover, Wedding Crashers.
And now while you think about it, the point
I would say
these,
Old School is definitely, I love Old School, but that's going to be three.
See, and the reason I pose this is because I just rewatched it as part of.
It's great.
As part of my quarantine.
You're my boy Blue.
Quarantine like, film festival.
Yeah.
I've watched Old School and The Hangover.
Who was in Old School?
That was Will Ferrell as Frank the Tank.
Yep.
Luke Wilson. Less interesting of the Wilson brothers.
But he was great in that movie.
Vince Vaughn.
Of course.
Making a fraternity. So I've watched it. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about, because I think about stupid things, thinking about kind of the, in my mind, the R-rated comedy turnover and how it changed around mm-hmm. the year 2000 to be, hey, these comedies can be successful. And I think it started around mm-hmm. Old School and moved on. So I asked this to the five people in my department who are in office that I know and that I've started to work with. And two or three of the people's responses were, I haven't seen that. In terms of Old School and
so,
Wedding Crashers and The Hangover, different people have been like, I haven't seen two of these three.
Here's what in my mind, your office is. I mean, it's typical cubicles. One wall of just all windows looking out, no doubt, at an office park parking lot. So it's just cars and cars and cars.
Yeah.
But now moving inside, you're surrounded by a bunch of, I'm assuming, what is that, Gen Z? The recent college grads?
Yeah.
So they're all early, maybe mid-20s. At the oldest, your coworkers are 25 years old.
Oh, boy, I don't like this. This is kind of nail on the head.
they all look like they're from an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog. there's at least one Zach. There's a Tyler.
But Zach, Z-A-K.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-I-R.
There's a Madison.
Oh, God.
A Mackenzie.
So in your mind, this is like a frat, one of the American Pie movies.
It is the American Pie movies. Absolutely. All they're talking about is going to the lake this weekend.
So I'm...
So-and-so just got a new boat. Or so-and-so's parents just got a new boat, and they're going to be out of town. So they're going to...
I'm Stifler?
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah, you're Stifler.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the... what is it? Like where a bunch of boats go and they all just tie up together and they do jello shots.
Yeah, body shots, jello shots, pudding shots. We're just whipping around that
and then
cheap
it's,
liquor.
And then it's just you. 8 years too late. Sitting at this job, taking it very seriously because you're working on your 401k. You gotta save money for retirement.
I'll tell you this:
they are just like, "Where's my paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
Cash it!" Like they go to the check cashing place,
yeah,
because they don't have a checking account.
Yeah, they don't even know what that is.
No.
Talking to them about
that's something their parents tried to get them to start one of them when they started college, and they said, "Screw you." I don't need to balance a checkbook
because
my phone does it all for me.
Yeah, and I...
Am I remotely accurate?
You're close on the age differential. Now, I don't get the party animal sense that you do.
No.
Quite.
Zach and Tyler and Mackenzie and Madison.
And I hope...
Have you dropped the name of the podcast recently?
Oh, no. I'm hoping to keep this podcast and my experience with your side gig fully out of that out of that entire area.
Just too full of shame.
I don't listen, and I've said this a lot of times, and I don't know if people believed me, but I was being very genuine when you and I would go out to whether it be a hockey game and bars, and
doesn't that seem like it was 1,000 years
ago? Oh, it was. Yeah. It's crazy. But I would never mention or want to mention that I was with an intern with the radio show or associated with them. For me, it was partly out of fear because I didn't want people overhearing me talk to you or talk to someone else in the way I do. Everybody hears it on this podcast, sarcastic. I can be mean and, you know, we laugh about it.
You don't want somebody to overhear something you said, like, just off the cuff, hanging out in a private conversation, taking it out of context, and then suddenly you're the, you know, especially with cancel culture, although not nearly what it is now back then, but...
But yeah, and me even being an intern was probably a little bit less of a concern, but still a concern. I didn't want somebody emailing the show, the host of the show, and saying, "Oh boy, I just ran into Kyle out this weekend. I heard him say this." Yeah,
you won't believe what he said.
I don't want to have to have a sit down with a radio show host of a show I'm interning at, and then when I worked for them, I was an employee. That would have been worse. Hey, we have to let you go. Heard you said this out in public. Like that. No, I wanted to be not disassociated with the show, but it's also for me, it's kind of like, what am I going to do? Puff my chest out? Cause I see these guys that people enjoy listening to a couple times a week. That was never like some point of like weird bravado for me. So that's not for me. So when I eat workplace, I don't like to mention it.
So what happens...
Now, if it came up, like, because me having a college degree in broadcasting and journalism has come up.
It's got to come up. It's got to come up because I'm picturing it now. You're going to be in the lunchroom. You're going to be sitting there eating your ham sandwich on, no doubt, Wonder Bread, right?
White bread. Yeah, absolutely.
White bread, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll...
Keep your oats in
So you'll be sitting in there eating your sandwich. Zach's going to walk in and be like...
Again, with just 1K.
1K. He's going to say, "Hey, heard something this weekend. You're on a podcast, aren't you?" And then Mackenzie and Madison, their ears are going to perk up and they're going to say, "Podcast? What podcast are you on?"
And they start twirling their hair with their fingers and chewing their gum louder.
Because I'm picturing this like it's a movie. So you're just sitting there holding your ham sandwich with both hands, mid-bite.
Because
there's,
I eat like an ogre. Where I mean.
But then there's a jump cut.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're sitting up on the table, kind of cool guy style, and the four of them, Mackenzie, Madison, Zach, and Tyler, are all sitting at the table looking up at you, and you're regaling them with tales of how famous you are.
So you think that's the way it'd go? Because here's my fear.
Because I just have this image of you sitting on the table. Like, because that's a cool guy move right there.
Yeah. So I,
you're going
to
be.
Up, and I always do that move, where your legs are hanging off.
Yeah.
And you kinda have to kind of pull up your slacks a little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe right foot on the chair.
So I'm now teaching the kids.
Yeah.
Look,
class is in session.
About success. So I've got nothing but ears tuning into. So then. We stopped at a Burger King for lunch. And then minutes later, we pulled into a outlet carpet store and saw our billboard in a small town bordering Indiana and Ohio.
Tell you more next week.
Now, you know what, kids?
Back to work, everybody.
Beep, beep. And then I look at my, of course,
your Casio,
way too big watch that's digital Casio, where I have to press the button on the side. Well, kids, lunch is up. We'll see you next
story
week.
Story time's over.
Because
that's Office Kyle.
Well, because here's the way I fear it would go. Yeah, I do a podcast. Oh, cool. So does my dad.
Yeah. Yep.
Or just as bad. Yeah, I worked with Freebird Hot Wings. Oh, cool. I think my dad listens to them.
That would, yeah. Because for that age range.
Yeah.
If you're working with somebody who's
20s.
24 years old,
mm-hmm.
especially around here,
mm-hmm.
their parents were probably 19 or 20 when they were born.
Yeah.
You ever hear of... putting them in their mid-40s.
You ever hear a... Yahoo and the Wacky Doodles. Yeah, they have this thing. It's called War of the Roses. Love it.
I love Yahoo and the Wacky Doodles.
I haven't listened. I'll be sure to tune in. Yeah, no.
Office Kyle. Oh man, the myth, the legend of Office Kyle continues.
Dude, I gotta tell you, I love it. And for all, listen, I say that I'm sending these messages and stuff. They are in jest. All of my coworkers get it. They see. Listen, I've been lucky.
No, I don't. I think.
In your opinion, in the story mode, I don't want them to understand or get it. I want them to see me walk in and go, "Oh God, I thought he was."
I want to know that on Friday, when they're all punching the clock, mm-hmm. because your office has a
Like you put your card,
your old time card.
Yeah.
All of them, because. They gather around the time clock at 4:55, mm-hmm. even though working man Kyle, mm-hmm. you're denying mortgages right up until 5 o'clock. So then, when you make your way over, they're in their little huddle,
mm-hmm.
on a Friday talking about like, oh, where are we going to go for drinks? Mm-hmm. And then they see you walk up and you're like, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Hey, friends. Yeah, no, it's the Steve Buscemi.
How do you do, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids? And I now bust out a hat out of my satchel, put it on my head, and turn it backwards.
Because, of course, you do carry
a
satchel.
I carry a satchel here, obviously, in this scenario. How do you do, fellow kids? Where's the booze flying tonight?
Anybody like to go out for a glass of brandy?
Who wants to get turnt up?
And then they all, of course, say, oh, yeah, we're all just going home.
I think I'm sick. And
then they scramble. And then in their, like, WeChat or...
whatever the new... Yeah, the WhatsApp
yeah,
or the...
Yeah, they TikTok each other.
Yeah, there's TikTok videos, like...
Oh, do you think that there's TikTok memes of you?
Group minus Kyle is what it's titled.
Like the bank bros.
I had my sister-in-law ask me last night, went over there to visit my nephews, and she goes, do you have TikTok? I go, to be honest, I don't even know what it is. Like, I'm familiar with it. I'm not playing like old man, like, oh, right. Technology, this.
How old is she?
She's 3 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
But she's used to it because of, listen, my oldest nephew is 9, about to be 10.
Yeah.
So he has it to watch video game videos, mm-hmm. that people upload. And I'm like, no, I don't know what it is outside of another video service.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Like, you make videos of yourself?
Sure. It's just, remember Vine?
Yeah. Just longer?
Yeah, similar to, yeah, exactly. It's just uploading silly videos of yourself.
Whatever. Listen, I am literally...
Which is the worst description of anything.
I am days away.
Well, I'm well aware.
I am days away from departing social media again.
Again?
At least Twitter. Twitter.
Why? I mean, we got the election coming up.
That's part of the reason. But
I'll tell you what, I've been gone for... 3 months at this point.
On Facebook, right?
It was early June
that
I ditched it.
And it's opposite for me. Facebook doesn't bother me. I can brush off anything I see there. It's the Twitter bothers me. I have a really hard time, and I have never realized it more than these last 6 months, really, that I could never really understand people who are like, I can't quit smoking until Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, as of today, the day this episode's out, Steve, I will be gone. Another hot take summer will be ended.
Oh man, did I miss hot take summer again?
Can you deliver one parting shot on Labor Day?
That's right. Labor Day is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Labor Day already passed.
Maybe we'll do one big salvo on Monday, Labor Day. Welcome all the final hot takes of the hot take summer.
It was funny. It was a couple days ago. I thought of something and I was like, oh, that would be good for hot take summer. But then for some reason, I convinced myself that Labor Day had passed. Hot take summer had ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, right, man. I'll have to try and remember what it was.
Yeah, we've got our chance. I did send a message on Thursday to someone. I said, hey, it's going to be hard to meet your quote to get what done you need to get done if you're busy staring out the window at rain falling from the clouds. Just keep on task.
So now you're singling people out.
Nah, it's an office. Act like it. That's all I'm asking. You know, it's not a playground. Keep the volume down. Do your work. Leave me alone. Pretty much like I like it at home.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yeah. And leave me alone. Yeah. God, I'm Ebenezer Scrooge, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood, huh? Well, he eventually came around, right?
Yeah, at the end. I mean, he needed three ghosts to get there.
Have you met any of the ghosts of your life yet?
No, but boy, if they're going to be crankier than me.
Jesus. Can't imagine.
They're just going to slap me around.
Get it together. What are you doing?
Speaking, you know what? We honestly don't even have time to get into what I wanted to talk about with Twitter. If you wanted to put that on the list for next week, Steve, I want to talk about a tweet you got.
Oh, let's talk about that right now. Come on, we can get to that.
Okay, I have to pull up exactly. Okay, so yeah, earlier this week.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I know what my response was, but did somebody
a response to that?
Really?
So I posted whatever little one this week, and my Twitter's stream of consciousness, that's pretty easy to tell. I said, me ever hearing or reading anyone without children in their 20s or early 30s saying I don't have time, and it's a Jack Nicholson as the Joker laughing heartily gif.
Yep.
Because once you, I'm not like you, or not, you and I are the same in that we're not these people like,
life didn't begin until I had children.
And that's not what I mean. But like I look back on my years before we had Reed and I think, my God, I was such a whiner about like, well, I don't have time to do that.
Well, that,
yeah, you did. You're a waste.
Yeah, I wasted so much time.
An absurd amount of time.
Because my reply said something like, yeah, there were days I'd come home from work. I'd take a nap for a couple hours.
I'd watch
a couple hours of TV and then go to bed because that's all I had to do that day.
Yeah. And that's what you had said. You replied, there were days I'd come home from work and take a 4-hour nap, watch 2 hours of TV, eat dinner, and go to bed. Anyone who says, I just don't remember what it was like before I had kids is insane. I remember it well. It was awesome. Yeah.
Now, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not saying that I don't.
Yeah, it's like, not a negative about kids.
It was great, though. Yeah. It was fantastic.
It was just a different life.
And no responsibilities.
And you've got different comments to that, saying, wait until Evan is old enough to stop taking nap. This is from our friend Josh in Maine. It's like being held hostage in a toy store and forced to recreate the last cartoon she saw. And then our friend Jesse Douglas, who, don't worry, Jesse, I did not forget. We are going to make plans to get on your podcast here in the next, as soon as we can. Every time I go to bed, I'm reminded of what life was like without kids. And I said, I'll never forget how much time was wasted. I got another notification later that night from someone who's not a follower of me. And that's fine. I don't care. So as a reply to you, I'm guessing it's a fan of the radio show. I don't want to give away the handle, but his name is Tom.
Okay.
Too bad, kiddo. The past is in the past. Be a big boy now and enjoy family life.
This was to me?
To you.
Oh, I need to reply to that.
And I was surprised that I didn't see a reply by you because that's the type of level that gets Jersey Steve out to play.
Well, Jersey Steve's out to play right now.
And this is an older gentleman, so my gut tells me, well, I don't think he he's not understanding the point of what you're tweeting. I get it. And it's not my place to jump in on him and, you know, say something mean to him because he wasn't replying to me. And as you scroll through his social media, he's a fan of the radio show.
Okay.
Commenting on a lot of the radio show posts and retweeting a lot of the videos and pictures from there. But talk about missing the mark.
Yeah.
Not that you weren't complaining. You were simply saying, yeah, boy, you don't realize what it is until it's in your rear view and you look back and go, boy, oh boy, I could have done so much more in those times where I was taking 4-hour naps or, like, you know, where I was sitting around watching 2 hours of pregame for the football Sunday in my case.
Yeah.
The point isn't whining and complaining you can't do that anymore. For my money, it's lamenting and looking at those people who have that life right now and still saying, oh, yeah, it's too busy.
Yeah.
I don't have time to do that. I laugh at the idea that you're too busy. Yeah. But again, he's an older gentleman. You know, people use social media in different ways.
There he is.
But
Tucson Tom.
Oh, boy, I was going to leave it out, but
I'll leave out the 11 at the end.
Ah, could be tight, could be numerals. Who can guess? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on. I didn't mean to ruin.
No, it's fine.
Your morning by bringing this to your. I thought you had saw it and maybe decided to take a different road than I expected, which would be to ignore it and say, "Oh well, you know, so and so just missed the mark." Because,
Go ahead, do your own thing for a minute here.
You might hear some click clacking.
Crack those knuckles.
Because I look
Dear at... stupid.
I look at these interactions because, listen, I don't know what people believe about you and I outside of this podcast. Because we don't interact on Twitter. Like, it's for the most part, if I tweet something, you're not replying unless whatever. It's a rare instance, right?
Yeah, this I just saw this one pop up and I was like, boy, that's... very relatable.
But you and I will talk quite a bit, but whenever, and I do enjoy seeing this, when I tweet something and you reply or you tweet something and I reply, those seem to get a lot of interaction with fans and listeners of this show. And I love that. I love seeing that happen. I love seeing tweets of just yours that, whether even if it's in relation to the side gig, and then next thing you know, it'll have a couple comments referencing the podcast, and that makes me that brings a smile to my face knowing that, hey, it's permeating, like it's getting in other avenues. And obviously Thomas doesn't quite get that dynamic, and that's okay, but boy oh boy, he may have stepped on a hornet's nest in regards to this.
Boy, that is just
it's missing the mark.
It's ridiculous how you can read what I wrote
And think that,
like, I can like two different things.
Yeah,
it's not a I like this, so that means I hate this, or vice versa.
But
like, I also liked when I was in like middle school because I didn't really have to
have a job. Yeah,
I could go out and play all day.
Yeah,
and you know, all I had to do was go to school a couple hours, and it was.
And I think there's a way to phrase it that maybe Tom missed the mark on here, because I think if Tom leaves out the kiddo. I think if Tom leaves out the be a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Boy, it turns out if Tom didn't write this, it'd be better. I think that's what I've come to the conclusion. Because if you have to strike through half of your message, that's not a very good way to make your point. But yeah, well, I half apologize, but I'm also happy I brought it to your attention, Steve. I want to make sure you're aware of people who might not, to use a Dan Le Batard term, you don't get the show.
Mm-mm. So I said, I do enjoy family life, stupid. Comparing life stages doesn't mean I liked one more than the other. Quit being the condescending old guy on Twitter. Sport.
Well, I think.
Or should I do champ?
I like sport.
Or pal.
Pal. Yeah, pal's good because, yeah, okay. Well, I think you handled that well. Thank you.
So just 1 week later, I'm replying to his tweet.
And again, the only reason I saw it is because it came across mine because it was attached to my initial tweet. But
yeah.
Yeah, so that's part of the reason I'm leaving that hell site.
Oh, boy. It
brings no good or happiness.
Yeah, it's that's a thing with Twitter. I don't like it. I don't tweet much.
Mm-hmm. I like it for news. And
just I don't even look at it for news.
See, I have a problem. It's a problem, and that's what I need to... the Band-Aid's off. By the time you're listening to this, the Band-Aid's off. Another hot take summer is come and gone.
Man, I missed it again. I can't believe it.
Very quickly, before we go, we need to mention, Steve, it is 3 weeks away from this week, September 30th. I will have to look up the exact time. You and I are going to be live streaming us watching the Podcast Awards.
Yeah, you had sent me a link the other day of the way that we can get that set up technically, so we can do like a watch party.
Yeah, because we need to figure this out. What we want to do is have us watching the Podcast Awards.
Both separately, so me here, you at your house.
Yep, and we can share a screen or whatever to everybody who wants to join in on this Zoom or Twitch or whatever it ends up being. We have not finalized details. We'll make an event on Facebook that'll have, or maybe we'll just post on our social medias. Make sure you're staying tuned to that. So again, it's Wednesday, September 30.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, and I think it's 9 p.m.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Looks like that Thursday is going to be rough for me.
6 p.m. Pacific, so 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm guessing it's only an hour tops. And we'll be doing it from our own houses.
Yeah, so that's true. I'll be in bed 1 minute after it ends.
Yep.
Okay. I'm willing to, you know something? I'm willing to make the sacrifice.
And as soon as we win, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
As soon as our category is done. So I figure maybe we start it. Maybe we start the stream
around.
Although
we're in People's Choice. No, we're not in People's Choice, are we?
Nope, we did not make the final slate for that. Just for comedy. So I think maybe we start the stream around 8:30.
It's got to be a main billing, though, right?
It's going to be top three, right? Behind, you know, better be ahead of
it. Yeah, I mean, it's like comparing, you know, best actor in a drama to best sound design.
Yeah.
No disrespect to sound
I'm sure
designers.
You idiots holding microphones over actors' heads are great at your job. I'm sure it's really hard.
Yeah. Best boom mic performance.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really hard to not hit a highly paid actor in the head with your fuzzy microphone cover. No disrespect.
Oh, it's windy. You got to switch out the windscreen.
Yeah. And I'm sure Tom Hanks gives you a pat on the back at the end of the shoot.
All right. Remember when I said no disrespect? I think this is full-on disrespect.
The fact you haven't been replaced by a movable ladder. Okay?
Like a little giant?
Yeah, with wheels on it that you can just move around is a real upset, and it's a testament to your union. But you guys are worthless. Okay? So your category is nowhere near one of the big dogs here.
No.
Okay?
No.
So we're shutting it down right after that. So I figure we'll probably start the stream, Steve, 8:30.
Yeah.
Do like 30 minutes of maybe some preamble.
Oh, yeah. Do some banter.
Some chit-chat. And then what I want to do, and the way I look at this, is everybody who decides to join us will have the ability as hosts to mute you and unmute you so we can talk to you maybe one at a time, maybe as a group, have some chit-chat, kind of an elongated form of 2 minutes of awkward conversation with everybody who joins us on this, either Zoom,
I love it,
Twitch, or whatever. So we'll be planning on that again Wednesday, September 30th, probably 8 or 8:30. We'll post some more details as we get closer, coming up to International Podcast Day, September 30th, as our award finally deservedly gets here.
What do you think our fans are going to do for us on International Podcast Day? I mean, when it's like Teachers Appreciation Day, you bring the teacher a gift.
Apple or a gift. Yeah. I mean,
when is Mortgage Denier Day?
Ooh, boy, I can't wait to get my gifts. I hope it's a new red stamp.
You've already worn yours out after 70 days.
God, you can barely read the letters.
Like, it's just a big red blob.
Yeah, I've had to bring a chisel to make sure you can really get the E for denied.
Yeah. Now, we also had one other thing. We a couple weeks back, we did, you may have seen on social media, we ran some advertising for The King of Staten Island.
Yes.
And we have five Blu-ray copies to give away.
Yep. They'll be mailed directly to you. We'll talk again about it next week because, again, this is late in the show and I feel like people tune out.
Mm-hmm.
What we were thinking, Steve, and I think this is a good idea, because what we like to do when we do our giveaways or whatever, and we did that with some of the posters, if you bought a face mask. And again, if you bought a face mask and you're wearing it out and about, send us your picture. If you didn't get a poster, we've still got some left.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of them.
Please send us your picture of the merch or the face mask you bought, you're wearing to work or out in public. We'll get you a poster out signed and remarked here as soon as we possibly can. But what we want to do for this, to promote some interaction, to promote the spread of this podcast, is we want you...
Spread podcast, not COVID.
Yeah. Spread Steve and Kyle. Not a deadly viral infection. That's a little wordy.
A little bit, yeah. We may have to trim it down a bit. I mean, I think that the way that I said it was probably
the good
one. No, I
took it too far. I took it too far. There's no arguing that. You had it right, and I tried to build on it. And then, listen, I didn't yes and you properly, okay? That's what I didn't do, Steve, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the one instance where yes anding shouldn't have happened.
I should have no-butted you, and I didn't.
Or just yes.
Sure thing. So the basis of this idea is, in fairness, it's kind of stolen from the radio show from years ago. I don't know if you guys have done this bit in a long time, to where years ago you would have listeners go to the drive-thru in different voices. What was it? Teletubbies or what was that?
Oh, God, what was that?
Breakfast time.
Oh,
yummy,
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba challenge. Mm-hmm. People would go to the drive-thru, order their breakfast in the Yo Gabba Gabba challenge using that language and that type of voice. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go that far. That's fine, but we're not using a gag. We're not that much of thieves.
No.
We simply want you.
The drive-thru is just the venue.
The drive-thru is the venue, and we need you. I don't know what we settled on here, Steve.
I like the bridge one.
Okay. We need you to ask the drive-thru attendant, and it needs to be recorded. Have your phone in your hand if possible. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to
Don't record.
This.
You can just do audio. That's perfectly
fine. Or just send it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Like, we're not going to post videos of people or
Correct.
Anything like that.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. We'll probably play the audio back when you, or if you post it or send it to us. That's kind of the goal here. Want you to, in my mind, one, ask the attendant or the cashier at the fast food drive-thru or whatever drive-thru, are they team suspension bridge or team covered bridge?
So in my mind, it's going to go, I'll take a Whopper with cheese and a medium fries, a Coke. Okay, will that complete your order? Oh, one more thing. While I got you on the line, are you team suspension bridge or team covered bridge?
Yeah.
And then they may just say, just pull ahead. Whatever you do, you have to make sure that they commit to an answer.
I need an answer.
And then no matter what side they commit to, you are the opposite side, fighting feverishly.
I don't need an argument. Even if it's in jest, I need you to shake your head in disapproval and go, boy, you're wrong. And if it's a suspension bridge, if they're team suspension bridge, you need to come out on the argument of, oh, you mean those big hunks of metal that just sit there and are, boring?
And I think that, so this is all at the squawk box.
Yes.
And then you have to audibly be disgusted at them for their answer.
Ugh.
And then say something like, hold on, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah.
And then when you get up to the window, hand them the money, pay for your order,
Don't be rude.
But be like, suspended? What are you, crazy? What are you, insane? Haven't you ever seen the, and pick out like a well-known covered
bridge? Pick out a covered bridge or pick out a suspended. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just pick any county.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever seen the Susquehanna County covered bridge from 1880? Now, maybe we're giving too much here. You got to do do what you do.
Yeah, listen.
You do you.
Not everybody needs to, you don't need to be that outgoing. We're just asking for some interaction. And then if you could at the end say, hey, you should tune into the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Hashtag Steve and Kyle. Hashtag suspension bridge. Yep. Hashtag.
And then send us that audio or post it, whatever, so we can listen back. And we'll get that sent out to you as soon as possible. A Blu-ray, DVD, and digital, I believe, is all included on this thing of The King of Staten
Island. I downloaded our copy of it.
Yeah, you took the digital. I got the Blu-ray copy at home.
Yeah, I downloaded that the Movies Anywhere app.
Nice app, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
So anytime you purchase a movie on essentially any of the streaming services,
it's
use
available.
The Movies Anywhere app, and you can get it.
That's so cool. All-encompassing.
Really nice.
By the way, have you seen the movie Pleasure Island?
No.
Yeah. Well, Evelyn bought it the other day on Apple TV.
Pleasure Island or Fantasy Island?
Boy, I'm
Fantasy
not sure.
Fantasy Island would be a new release. Hork.
Fantasy Island.
Can I log in? I kind of want to watch it. I heard it's a turd, but I don't want to pay for it.
No. So
did you get a refund?
Yeah. I'm sitting downstairs. I was actually working on the APS. And I just hear my mother-in-law is upstairs. And I just hear, Evelyn, no. So I go running upstairs. She's like, Steve, come here. So I run upstairs thinking like she's playing with knives or something. And she said, I think Evelyn just bought something on TV. I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm thinking, okay, what's it going to be like? You know, she paid like $1.99 for an app or something. Of course, it's $15 for a movie. So I got the email notification receipt saying, oh, your latest purchase on Apple TV or whatever.
Nice of you to support.
Now I look at it. Luckily, there's a button that, like, report a problem. So I click that, and then it says drop down menu with a bunch of different, you know, things. So I said, like, want a refund, unauthorized purchase. And then the next drop down said something like, my child or minor purchased this.
Oh, really?
So it must happen so much.
Wow.
So I'm assuming that they then removed it from my account. So I probably can't go and watch it. But
no kidding.
You gotta be kidding me. So next thing I did, parental controls.
Yep.
So
now you need a passcode to get in all that stuff.
I'm in that phase of life now where I have to put parental controls back on.
You're getting close to having the cupboards and the drawers all being snapped up.
Well, we have the little you got the little things that...
Okay, so it's already there.
Boy, does she not like that.
Nope.
Just freaks out. Bloody murder.
Oh, man. And if you're willing to participate, again, drive-through. Please order something. Mm-hmm. Don't just waste their time and be rude to them. No.
People working, especially now, but people working in fast food drive-thrus have a hard enough time as it is.
Don't exacerbate that. And hashtag bridge challenge social media. You can post that either on your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram.
Yeah.
Tag us in it or send it to us directly so we make sure to see
it. Yeah, we want to see it. But again, if you're going to post a video, if you're going to record it, recording the video, don't have the phone facing, just have the phone facing like your passenger seat or whatever.
Yep. And again, we're not going to play the video. We'll just play the audio on the podcast. Yeah. We're not going to post the video on our social if there is something involved like that.
Yeah. The five should we do the first five that are sent in? The best five?
I think
five?
The first five. Okay. Unless one of them's kind of a cop out, then we'll go to the next best in line. It'll be show host discretion.
Yeah, exactly.
On these, who's getting these copies. We'll reach out to you to get your address and your mailing instructions to send you these, to send you the movie.
Yeah.
More of these possibly coming, by the way.
Are there what?
More of these possibly coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got an email.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, possibly.
Stay tuned. Possibly.
All right, a bunch of new polls up this week on Twitter at Stephen Kyle. For some reason, Facebook has not fixed their polls yet. And
5 weeks of polls to recap.
We cannot get to them. We cannot actually post stuff there. So if you follow us on Twitter at Stephen Kyle, you can vote right there. A bunch of stuff to get to next week. We'll finally get through all those poll results. But again, hashtag Bridge Challenge. Is that what we decided?
I think hashtag Bridge Challenge. You have to get your copy of The King of Staten Island on Blu-ray DVD.
All right.
And the first five, up to show host discretion, we'll get those sent out to you ASAP. If it goes as quick as they sent us our stuff for this, it should be pretty quick.
Also, check social media. I think we'll post a couple pictures of the progress on APS 4.0.
This is exciting stuff,
it's
everybody.
It's a big, big day. I kind of like the idea of making that crafting corner, making this our massive studio.
So we don't have to change anything out here?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't have to do anything, so.
All right, we will talk to you next week. See ya.